once more. Oh, yes, oh, hold to God's unchanging hand. I'm gonna put my armor on. Oh, I'm gonna put my armor on. I'm gonna stand in battle and sing my Savior song. Seems like I've been sitting on my circumstance too long. I'm gonna put my armor on. Yes, I'm gonna put my armor on. Oh, I'm gonna stand in battle and sing my Savior song. Oh, seems like I've been sitting on my circumstances too long. Armor on. Oh, I'm gonna put my armor on. I'm gonna stand in battle and sing my Savior song. Seems like I've been sitting on my circumstances too long. To have you all in the house of the Lord. Just want to thank you guys for your prayers as me and Sean, Nathaniel, and Lincoln went up to Ohio over the weekend. We had a blessed time, just had wonderful services up there, and just got a good report, and just lots of good testimonies. So if you have a chance, just go up to one of them and ask a testimony from one of them. It's just a really great time. Let's sing Every Praise. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, wanna hold every praise. Every praise, oh, it's to our God. Sing hallelujah to our glory, hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, wanna hold every praise. hallelujah is due our God. Every praise is due our God. He is my Savior, God, my Savior, God, my healer, God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior, and He heals me, and He delivers. Oh, yes, He is. Yes, He is. Amen. Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Let's jump to the key of G. I don't believe we've sung this song before. It's Because of Who You Are.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Oh, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Let's up to A. Because of who you are, I give glory. I give you praise. Oh, because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, He is my Prince of Peace. And I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Oh, Lord, I worship. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. You're Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace. Oh, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. For you
time, if you just play Because He Lives, just softly. Just want to go to the Lord in prayer. We've got a special prayer request from for Sister Lisa Watkins. It's Brother Jason's sister this evening. She's in the hospital with a bowel obstruction. Doctors are testing and suspect she could have a colon cancer. She is asking for prayer for safety during tests due to her heart condition and also for a report of no cancer. So let's just remember that need. Let's pray for Brother Barry and those who are traveling tomorrow morning. Just remember Sister Amber McCall, who's sore from dental work. Just want to remember the folks in Indiana who are going through the flooding, as well as the saints in Columbia who had an earthquake this week. If I could have Brother Chris pray over these needs. Do you believe he's a healer tonight? Amen. Let's just go to him humbly in prayer.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful once again to be able to come to your house this evening. Lord, we've set aside this time of the week, Lord, to gather together to learn more of you. And we just ask that you would come down and be in our midst tonight. Lord, draw us closer into your presence is our desire. Father, we've heard the many needs that have been brought before your throne. Lord, there's some dire needs. We know that the saints, the people there in Columbia and different places around the world, just ask you to be merciful to them, Father. Lord, we think of our pastor as he's traveling on his way home, Sister Becky, and just ask you to be merciful, Father. And Lord, we think of Brother Jason's sister, and Lord, just ask you to move in that situation and that you'd be glorified in each of these needs, Father. Lord, as we take up the offering this evening, ask you to bless the gift and the giver, the intended purpose, Lord. Be with the minister this evening. Lord, once again, speak to our hearts, Father. Thank you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. As you're seated, Brother Keith, do you have a song special? Yes. Okay.
Awesome. Chance to put this prayer request in, but I would just ask you all to please remember my wife's brother-in-law in prayer. Her sister's husband, he has pancreatic liver cancer, and it's in his bones, and he's pretty much been put on comfort measures. His time is very close and just makes it so difficult because they just buried their sister about 8 weeks ago. So just remember them in prayer. Also, just a special shout out to my mother and father-in-law. Today they celebrate 66 years of marriage. Wonderful people. And I want to sing this for them because I know my mother-in-law really liked this song. Have you all been going through a heavy load? Have you been on a bad road, a hard road this week? I know I have. Been kicked and beat down, and but the beautiful thing is we're still here. Satan has no power over us. Amen. Just keep praying and ask the Lord to guide you, and somehow the Lord will make a way. Go ahead. I'm on a heavenly highway leading to the land above. All this world I have forsaken just to serve the one I love. Oh, in the way that's rough and rugged, oh, at the cross I humbly bow. I'd say to my soul, be patient, the Lord will make a way somehow. Times I get so tired and weary as I journey on my way. When my faith begins to fail me, then I steal away and pray. Oh, I catch a little glimpse of heaven while at the cross I humbly bow. I say to my soul, be patient, the Lord will make a way somehow. Sometimes I get so,
sorry about that,
when my friends misstand me and refuse to shake my hand. Satan tells me I'm a failure. It's then I firmly take a stand. Oh, Jesus said that he'd be with me and answer all my every calls. Oh, he'll put his arms around me and he will never let me fall. Oh, sometimes I get so tired and weary as the journey on my way. When the faith begins to fail me, then I steal away and pray. I get a little glimpse of heaven while at the cross I humbly bow. I'm saying to my soul, be patient, the Lord will make a way somehow. I say to my soul, be patient, the Lord will make a way
song we did at camp, and Joe asked me to sing it, so we'll try it. You might not recognize me now, but those chains that once surrounded me are laying on the ground. You can't keep digging up my past. You may have had a life or two, but you won't get the last. You might not recognize me now. Maybe I was blind, but now I see. Maybe I was bound, but now I'm free. Maybe you need reminding, you're under my feet. Maybe you're a lie that I don't need. Maybe you should listen when I speak. Maybe you need reminding, you're under my feet. You want scars, I'll show you scars. All the wounds upon the hands of light that pierced the dark. If I were you, I'd be afraid. 'Cause everything you meant for guilt, the cross is met with grace. Maybe I was blind, but now I see. Maybe I was bound, but now I'm free. Maybe you need reminding, you're under my feet. Maybe you're a lie that I don't need. Maybe you should listen when I speak. Maybe you need reminding you're under my feet. Oh, 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 oh. I think it's time you meet my maker. I think it's time you meet my maker. Oh, 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 oh. I think it's time that you remember. I think it's time that you remember. Maybe I was blind, but now I see. Maybe I was bound, but now I'm free. Maybe you need reminding, you're under my feet. Maybe you're a lie that I don't need. Maybe you should listen when I speak. Maybe you need reminding, you're under my feet. Maybe you're a lie that I don't need. Maybe you should listen when I speak. Maybe you need reminding, you're under my feet. Maybe this is where we say farewell. Maybe you should get on back to hell. Maybe you need reminding, you're under my feet. You're under my feet.
Amen. Just so appreciate both those specials. Let's sing this one song, Draw Me Close to You, in the key of G, as we ask Brother Anwar to make his way forward. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. Lay it all down again. My desire, no one else will do. Nothing else can take your place. Feel the warmth of your embrace. Find the way, Lord, bring me back to you. You're all I want, Jesus. You're all I ever needed. You're all I want. Back to you.
me know you are.
Help me know you are near. Praise the Lord. That's a wonderful prayer to start with and ask the presence of the Lord. And thank God for you all that are in the presence of the Lord. Let's bow our hearts before we read the word of God. Dear preciously, precious Heavenly Father, we are certainly privileged to be in your presence, in your house, Lord Jesus. We are here to worship, Lord, and ask your mercy. We are here to glorify your name and seek your ways, Lord Jesus. Bless your people. Bless your minister and take charge of every moment that we are here in your presence, Lord Jesus. Speak to us, guide us, and give us your precious word with the power of the Holy Spirit that we may understand your ways. We ask everything in your precious Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let's open our Bible and while we are standing, let's go to the Proverbs chapter 3. And verses 5 to 6, very familiar verses. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy way acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. May the Lord add blessing upon the reading of the word. You may be seated, please. I certainly feel privileged to be among you, and I'm part of the church, but just to be able to stand here in the pulpit and speak the word. This is a great honor. Bible says it is not a small thing that God anoints someone and make him speak his word. So I just feel privileged. This is a wonderful thing to be the mouth of God and being able to be used for him and for his glory among his people. I just thank God and just praying that this little session will be a blessing to you and blessing to me as well. Whenever we speak the word, I believe it always bring the joy in our life. It just bring the freshness. If it is sometimes I speak with the brethren and with the friends, and years before I have I spoke the same thing, and then I bring the same thing again in front of them, and we all just feel the joy Because word has its own power in it. It's always fresh. Whenever you speak the word, you don't bring your own understanding, but you speak the word. It can encourage you and it brings you joy and just feel the blessed. These great words that Solomon spoke to his son, that how God is trustworthy. So, trust is something that you gain for someone by the previous experience. Now, faith is like you even don't know and you have not experienced. Like our father Abraham, he was from the Ur, and he has no idea what God is. But when God told him that you go and I will bless you and I will... you leave your relatives, you leave your country, you leave your father's house and you go and I will give you a land and I will prosper you and I will bless you with a child and with the generations. He just believed. He just had faith. So faith does not have to have a previous experience, because that's what Bible says in Hebrew chapter 11, that it's... about the things that you have not seen. So faith is like you have not seen the things that you just believe. You just start having confidence in those things which you have not seen even. Amen. That is faith. But trust is that there was a previous experience of few things. And on the basis of the previous experience, you can have confidence. That is the trust. Amen. So, I have just for my own better understanding, not for you, because I mean, my English is like I just read and understand. But in our country, actually, sometimes, you know, people have a joke that, I mean, my wife can understand what I'm going to say. They say that we don't know why these people who speak English, they speak so fast that even their children speak in English. I mean, it's a joke, but that's how they think that the English is something that a person who is very experienced, he know how to speak in English, but their children also speak in English. So, this is for my own understanding, and I believe it will be a little light for you as well. According to the dictionary, the primary difference between faith and trust, that the faith often respond a firm belief, our convictions. It says sometime without evidence. Bible says without evidence. So there is a difference in their understanding and biblical understanding. So faith has faith come without any evidence, without any understanding. Faith just comes because God said so. So you just have faith whatever he said. But this dictionary says sometime without evidence. And then it says often defined as strong belief in something like a religious doctrine or confidence in person without direct proof. It is frequently described as a state of being or a noun representing what you have, having faith. But about trust, the same thing that we learned before, it just elaborate. The trust is the action or reliance placed on that belief based on evidence. reliability, or experience. So it defined as assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. It is often described as faith in action. I think that's a wonderful way of describing it, faith in action. Or a verb representing with you, what you do, usually built upon evidence or a track record. So Solomon speaks and he is telling his children, his sons, that it is God who is trustworthy, and based upon what God has already done in his life, based upon what God has shown him, and based upon what God can do, by experience he is telling to his children, to his sons, that how God is trustworthy. So trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Amen. So this is very contrary to this modern world. Modern world always trying to make you lean upon your own understanding.
Yeah, that's right.
When you go to the school, to the colleges, to the universities, and get the modern knowledge and understandings and things that have modern science and computers and all the different things that we have, we send our children to the schools and university to make them with a strong mentality that they can rely upon themselves. So that is very contrary. The life we are living, the modern society we are living in, is different than what Bible says. So Bible have a different way of telling us that what we need to do. Solomon, the wisest person on the earth, God gave him the wisdom, his own wisdom, to tell the bride, to tell the people, to tell the church that what God wants. And by that wisdom, he is sharing that trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not upon your own understanding. So, wisdom speaks of the thing, and definitely have a understanding. This is a way off from this world. So, but trusting in the Lord and understanding the wisdom and relying upon God's wisdom is always the safest place. When you rely on God, depend on God, believe in him, that you give your all control to the Lord. Amen. And when you give your control to the Lord, you are not going to fall anyway. Amen. Because that you are not relying upon your own understanding or your own ways. God cannot fail, and he will not let you fail, because you have trusted him and you believed on him and you depend on him and you rely upon him.
Amen.
So God will not let you fall anytime.
Amen.
By our own mistakes sometimes, by our own choices,
amen,
we go through the different trials. We go through the different problems in our life. If God has to take us from point A to point C, there is a point B sometime. And that is if we choose to go from point A to point B and then C. But God has already planned and foreordained for us our journey from point A to point C. So we can create another point for us.
Yeah.
Point A, point AB, point BC, point C, whatever you want to create, you can create by your own understanding and leaning upon your own understanding. Whatever you do, you have to suffer and go through it, but there is a point that God has already ordained for us. Because we were chosen by Him and He has already given us the place before the foundations of the world. We are gene of God, and being the gene of God, we will go to point C. Maybe we have to go from the different problems and trials and temptations and things. And there are some our choices, and sometime God let these things happen in our life. But the main thing is, if we lean upon the word of God, not on our own understanding, then we will not fail. We may be having some troubles and problems in our life, but God has promised, so He is not going to go against His word. He is God who is true to His word. Amen. So my brothers and sisters, just like Bible said, that submit yourself. If we submit ourselves to God, in James chapter 4, verse 7, I have slide for, yes. So, trusting God is to submitting yourself. Not on your own abilities, your education, your wealth, your status, but what God is telling, to submitting ourselves. Submitting ourselves, I was reading about this submission, that how people submit. There are different ways of submitting ourselves in the different nations. In some nations, I have seen some pictures, and even they describe that submission are leaning to God, are leaning to the elders, are submitting yourself is to bow in front of them. And in some places, they just lay down on the floor by their head down and just in the feet of the people who they want to submit to. So submitting is that giving all of you. Whatever you are, you want to bring everything that you have in the hand of the person you are submitting to. Amen. So, when you say that James 4:7, it says, submit yourself therefore to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. So, trusting the Lord is submitting yourself. Yes. And submitting yourself to God is resisting the devil. Amen. Wow. That's how you resist the devil. You submit yourself by trusting the Lord. Amen. You give whatever you are in the hands of God, upon the throne, in the feet of the Lord, and that is the best place to be in, and that is how you resist the devil. Amen. And of course it says resist the devil and he will flee from you. He will not walk away, but he will flee. He will run away from you, because he cannot stand against the word of God. Amen. When you trust the Lord, you stand with the word of God. There are different problems in our life, and of course we have to deal in our daily life so many battles, so many problems, so many things on the daily basis that we deal with, and we have to keep all the thoughts coming in our mind and from the society and from the people around and from the church and sometime even for us ministers, the different kind of, you know, news and doctrines and things. And I believe nowadays to every believer, there are lots of different thoughts and doctrines and problems that you know because of this internet and so many news that you even listen in this message community. So many things that on the daily basis we just go through those things and we just know that this is what is happening around us. But I just want to bring this quote before you that how Satan want to bring his own way of thinking in the church. In the message, the God of this evil age, Brother Benham says, notice how Satan got this scientific age back there of Noah's to lean upon their own understanding. The Bible tells us in Proverbs, lean not to our own understanding and let every man's word be a lie. Like I was saying before, that modern society wants their citizens, every citizen should have their own voice and their own way of believing and bringing the ideas. This is the modern society. Back then, in Noah's days, like we see how modern they were, that he built an ark that is even larger than some of these modern days ships, and how beautifully he crafted everything, and those people, they have their technologies and all those things. Brother Benham tells about that days, that in Noah's days, how they were modern. They have the modern scientific things now that we even don't know nowadays. So in those days, that's what he did. And then it says that, and let every man's word be a lie and God's be true. But Satan, by his knowledge, from beginning at the Garden of Eden, got the people to lean upon their own understanding. He just wanted to bring the doubts on the word of God. But Bible says, trust in the Lord. And trusting upon on the base of the experience. When you have experience with God, when you have the understanding that how God works, when you see how God brought his people from captivity and how God can make a way for them to bring them to the promised land, and wherever they have a little problem or big problem, or they need guidance, or they need food, or they need they need water and they were wanting, or there were Red Sea in their way, or there were problems. God dealt with everything and there was no excuse left for those people to trust in the Lord. Because he was doing everything for them. And that's what it is written in the word of God for you and me in this modern age, that we can understand how God is trustworthy. Amen. But those people, they couldn't understand. Sometime we do the same thing. By knowing all these wonderful things, that how God can shut the mouths of the roaring lion when Daniel was thrown in the cage, and how God can have control on those things, how those three Hebrew children, when they were thrown in the fire, how God can go himself, send his son, the fourth one, and there were no harm to the people who trusted in him. We know all these stories. We know how the little David, only having trust in the Lord, and he stood against Goliath. He has no power and he has no such kind of arms in his hand. But he only trusted the Lord and stand against that giant, and God gave him victory. We know all these stories. We know all these things that God has written for us in this last age, that we may understand he is a trustworthy God. So God is a trustworthy God, but sometimes we fail to realize, like the Israelites, they fail to understand. That was God who brought the sicknesses on the Egyptians, the death on the Egyptians, and he did every favor to his people to bring them out of that captivity. And they were still not able to trust the Lord. So that's, my brothers and sisters, that's what even in our daily life, we know all these wonderful things that is written in the Word of God. We know all these wonderful stories that is written in the God, in the Word of God. And we believe, we understand everything which is written in this Word is true. These are not just man-made thoughts and man-made story. All these things happened in past days, and that's how God has written these things for us. Amen. We read, we know, we learn, we speak. We teach to our children. We teach in the Sunday school. All these stories, all these wonderful works that God has done in those previous ages. But when it comes to our own life, when we have sicknesses, when we have poverty, but when we have some kind of temptation, but when we are ignored, what when people speak bad about us? What when there is no other help? We need to understand. God can take care of all these things that I have spoken, and even way, way, way bigger and larger problems. He can deal and take care of those larger problems because he has done this previously.
Amen.
So, trust is not just believing. It's faith in progress. It's faith working. When we have faith and we just start staying with the Word of God, by previous experience, by previous understanding, then when we start depending on God's things, that is what I want to bring in front of you, that we have to have the trust, and the trust can only be by the previous experience. And we have lot of experiences. We have lots of testimonies. When we go in the Hebrew chapter 11, it says how the people of faith were standing with God and how God can bring the wonderful things in their life. We all have these testimonies. We all have these stories written in the Word of God. So my brothers and sisters, I'm talking about now, this day in our life, in our daily life, when we have the troubles, when we have the problems, how we see those things and how we can trust the Lord. We have so many stories and we have so many backgrounds. So in the Message, God hiding himself in simplicity, then revealing himself in the same. God bringing deliverance had to train him in wisdom. He was talking about Moses, that God was training, giving him training, had to train him in wisdom to let him fall, to show that you cannot lean upon the arm of your own understanding or anybody else's understanding. Let him fall to show his hand. Can you see it? And then he says, God's purpose is doing so was to display himself in humility. And he let Moses become the highest until he would be the next Pharaoh. He was a mighty general. According to history, he conquered Moses himself, the countries around, and then when he turned to the work of the Lord with all his talent, God let him take a headlong topple. Amen. See, you have your own understanding, like I started and said in the beginning, that we might have our own understanding, and that's what this modern world and that's what our society want to teach you. That your ability will make a change. But here we say, it's not your ability. If you have something that you are leaning upon, God cannot use you. You cannot please God. God will take you and break you and mold you according to his purpose, according to his will. That's how God works. So we see here, and then further he says, God let him take the headlong topple, and so that he could put him out there on the desert and beat all that out of him, and then appear to him in humility and send him down with a stick in his hand to deliver the people. Amen. These are all the stories that we know very well. But imagine a person who is going to be a Pharaoh. Just assume who is going to be next American president. That was the level of Egypt in those days. Mm-hmm. Like in modern world, America is the superpower. So when you are going to be the next president of Egypt, or for just understanding, next president of America, so you have all the knowledge and all the understanding and all the techniques and maybe PhD, and even if there is something more than that, you have already did all the universities and knowledge. But God cannot use that. God cannot use that. If someone has his own high things in his mind or in his life, and he wanted be to use for the work of God, he is not able that God can use him. Using does not mean that you want to stand here, or maybe you just play the songs over there, or lead the song, or you are a missionary, or you are a teacher, or you are a preacher, or you are a song leader, or you are a musician. For every believer, there is a purpose in the hands of God. Amen. He wants to use us, all of us, for his glory. Bible says in Isaiah that he made us for him. Yes. There is a purpose. Amen. In our life. And if we have some high thing in our mind, or better, we think we are better than such and such brother or such and such sister, we are wealthy than such and such brother and such sister, or that family or this family is a kind of awkward way of dealing things, and maybe you look even better than that, or big house, or better business, or things like that. If you cannot empty yourself of those thoughts, those high-minded thoughts, God cannot use you. Amen. You have to come to the humility. You have to come, you have to empty yourself. And if you will not empty yourself, God will empty you. If you are his son and daughter, if you are in his purpose and you are foreordained for the glory of God, for his work, for his purpose, then he will empty you. Like he is doing here with Moses. He is taking everything out of him and bringing him to God's standard, what God wants to use him, where God wants to use him. So, like Bible says, God let him take a headlong topple. It is our choice. If we want to stand like that, and he will do the same thing with us.
Amen.
It is all upon us. Are we just submit ourselves? Are we just lay ourselves in front of him and tell him that, Lord, I trust in every word and in every promise and everything that you have written in your word, and I just trust that you are the authority and control in my life.
Yeah.
Then he will take these things out of you. But if you maybe with the mercy, he will take these things and mold us with the mercy. But sometimes we don't like that. We don't just don't want to do the things God in God ways, but we just choose the hard ways. But believe the word of God when he says, I have chosen you.
Amen.
So if he has chosen us,
Amen.
He will definitely not leave us.
Amen.
But empty us and use us.
Amen.
And for emptying us, he has to work on us.
That's right.
So that's all. Our own choice, what we like, or whether we want to go the hard way or the God's way. So, furthermore, in the same message, the next paragraph, when he couldn't do it by a military training, when Moses was not able to do, when he couldn't do it by a military training, by an education, by a scientific education, and by the military force, he couldn't do it, and God gave him an old crooked stick of the desert, and he did it with him. God in humility, in simplicity. So God was in the stick and in Moses. All as long as Moses had the stick, then God had it.
Amen.
A military general who has stars on his shoulders and who has a beautiful uniform and a large force standing behind him, everything has been taken from him. Because God has purpose in his life.
Amen.
See, this world is not our place. We have our destination in the heavenly places.
Amen.
And to be in the heavenly places, we need to understand heavenly ways.
Amen.
Well, we all like to have control in this world around us, and we want it to be a special person. This is how people think. We all want it to be, but just keep it in your mind, when there is something comes in your mind that you can do things better, but not looking at the word of God, When you fail to look at the God's pattern, when you fail to to go in simplicity, when you failed to understanding God's way, and you wanted to do it yourself, you will be failed, or you will be tempted, or you will fall, and you will be in the trouble if this is what you think you want to do. In choosing, in different choices in our life, I mean, I understand sometimes, you know, a girl, she want to have a choice, choose a husband, or maybe a boy, he want to choose a girl for his wife. You have your own way of understanding. This world has their own way. They lean towards their own understanding. Amen. They have their own criteria. The way world looks to choose a bride. Brother Branham says, there is a way different for a believer to choose a bride. Amen. To choose a partner. The choices you make in your life. You always wanted to be successful. No one is there to start for failing. But just wanted to be successful. But that's what Solomon is telling, that there are different ways that you can choose. You can do your own ways, or you can do God's ways. Amen. Definitely, it is not very very simple. Sometimes we cannot differentiate whether it is the will of God and it is, or whether it is submissive will of God. Sometimes God let things happen because we wanted to do that. That is not the will of God. That is submissive will of God. But one day, God will bring you back to His will.
Amen.
By hook or by crook. He will bring you there. So, lean not unto thy own understanding. 1965, Brother Benham says, the identification that God's own interpretation is the manifestation of the promise. Maybe I'll say it, make it a little plainer. When God speaks the word, He doesn't need any man or any woman or no one else to say what that means. What He said, well, you say, God meant this, God meant just what He says means.
Amen.
We don't have to have our, that's why all these denominations and these creeds and dogmas and different churches and all these so-called Christians, they have their own way of, they did interpretation of the word of God. And they went astray only because they did the interpretation of the word of God. Man with own intellectual, with own wisdom, with their own education. You look at the history of the Christianity, that how in 3rd century, in the Council of Nicaea, how people who thought they are very learned people and they are very honest to the Christianity. There could be honesty among the denominational people. I'm not doubting about that. That there is no, they are not the honest. They want to love the Lord. They are honest. They come to the church and they sing the song. They just do all those things with honesty, whatever they have. But what they have their own understanding. The doctrine, the interpretation that they have, and that is taking them away from the ways of God. The same way, if we do it in our daily life, we just do that. And you know, Satan loves that. He will not stop people doing worship on their own ways. He will let them do. He will let them do. There will be miracles and there will be signs and there will be very different things that people astonish that, well, if there is no God and if they are not according to the word of God, and if you say they are dogmas and different kind of doctrines, then why these things are happening? And Satan loves that because he just wanted to confuse the people. He wanted to confuse the people. Nowadays, even in this message, people have, started questions. So many people, they ask, in my community at least, they ask different question about the so-called big names and their churches and some women preachers, and if God is not there, then why they are doing this and why it is happening like this and this and this. People have so many questions. And Satan let that things happen. He confuses the people. These things will not take them in the heavenly places. So what can take you to the heavenly places? Just by standing with the true word of God. What God said, that he meant. That's it. That settles it. What God said, that's what he meant. He just want to see us standing with his word. He just want to see us that we don't have our own way of doing things. And he just wanted to do that. So what Satan does, he just bring doubts. He just bring fear. Trusting is something that is away from fear. But when you have fear of the circumstances, of the problems, means you are not trusting the word of God. You are not trusting in his capability. Trusting is just relying upon God. And our God is worthy of taking care of everything. Even when he talked to, when he speaks to Joshua, chapter 1, he says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, I will not give you. Look up, upon the words that how he phrased it, that I have given unto you. And I said unto Moses, I told this before you to Moses, that it is already given to you. There were giants living in those lands. There were Palestinian and all the different ones. They were giant. But God said, I have already done it for you. I have already did it for you. You are already given. Promises of God is not upon your understanding. It's upon God's promises, God's word. What God says, he meant it. And believe and have the trust that he can do it. So when he talked to Joshua, that's what he said. I given unto you, and I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river. He then talk about the Euphrates River and all the different places, and he tells the boundaries, that where are the boundaries and what place he is giving them. He has already everything in his mind. When we talk about the salvation, it's not that you need a new way of salvation. Salvation is already done. When we talk about healing is already done. When we talk about the provision, he says he is Jehovah Jireh. He has already done. I was listening to the songs. Actually, I was thinking I should make a list of the songs, beautiful songs collection that we sang today. And I was thinking, if these songs, if I was able to sing these songs, this is all what I'm going to talk about today. This is all trusting the Lord and believing the Lord and leaning upon Him and just doing His ways. This is all the message that we sang before I was bringing this message to you. That was the wonderful words that God just brought through the song leader. That's how God works. He just gave His Holy Spirit to the people who are being going to be used, and bring them in the same spirit and in the same way that He can use them. So our adversary, he wanted to bring the doubts, and doubts are the opposite of trust. When you have a little doubt, you cannot trust Lord. Amen. And when you can trust the Lord, you cannot have a doubt.
Amen.
Then you don't even give a second thought to anything. Now here, he told Joshua that this is what I promised to Moses, and this is, I'm repeating my promise to you. And I have already given this to you. And just looking at the time. So we have, when we trust, trusting is like with all your heart and soul and mind. In message, faith cometh by hearing. He says, you have a legal right to everything that Jesus died for.
Amen.
He died His death there at the cross and gave His life, that you might have the legal rights to every redemptive blessing He died for.
Amen.
So all the blessings, promises, they are ours. We just fail to possess them because of the fear, because of the doubts, because of the enemy, because he just wanted to bring the question. That's what he did in the beginning in the Garden of Eden, when he speaks to the woman, when he speaks to Eve, and he is questioning. When he speaks to Jesus Christ and tempting him, he is questioning, if thou art the Son of God, he just brings doubts. Maybe I am not the true Son of God. Maybe I am not true daughter of God. That's why these things are happening with me. Maybe I am not. Maybe I am going to go to the God's kingdom. It brings the doubts.
Yeah.
And those doubts will take our trust from the Lord.
Right.
It will just take us away.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. So my brothers and sisters, I'm just finishing it by this last, these last words. He is Elohim.
Amen.
Now I was looking at God's name and the message also, that how God presents Himself. You know how we name someone, and how Bible tells, you know, in Bible God changed the names because of giving them the blessing or giving them the new personality. That's how God did with Peter, who was Kepha.
Amen.
And also with Paul, who was Saul. So, and to Israel, who was Jacob, and other things. He represent name, and behind the name there is a personality.
Right.
So looking at the names, some of these names, just for our understanding, when he says Elohim, God creator, mighty and strong.
Amen.
El Shaddai, God almighty, the mighty one of Jacob. In Genesis and in Exodus, in Ruth. And then he's Adonai, Lord, the Master. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, our provider. Amen. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Jehovah Nasi, the Lord, our banner. You know, we were singing the first song. And I was just rejoicing in my soul that God knows what is going to be presented. And he just touched the man who was standing here, and he just touched their brother and used him. Jehovah Nasi, the Lord, our banner. Banner is when you conquer, when you fight the battle and you win the battle, then you bring your banner. That is what our Jehovah represent as a Jehovah Nasi. And Jehovah Kadesh, the Lord who sanctifies and makes holy. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd. He is all in all. What else we need for someone to trust upon? He is trustworthy, and he presents himself in his word by the different name, by his qualities, by the capabilities. He is creator. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Shammah. He is Jehovah Nasi. He is Jehovah Jireh. He tells about himself that why don't we cannot trust him? Why we don't understand what he is trying to tell us? That this is what I am. This is how controlling I am. This is how the whole world is in my control. This is how the circumstances are in my control. I can take care of your sickness. I can take care of every need you have. I can be with you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will give you. I have already given. Amen. This is he, the God, trustworthy God. So why don't we, I believe, as a believer, we have trust in God. But can we bring it to a next level where God will be pleased that these people have heard my voice and they are acting upon their faith now. They are acting upon what they heard, that how I can be a trustworthy God in all the circumstances of our life, in all the choices of our life, in all the needs of our life. Seek God. Seek the Word of God. Stay with the Word of God. Teach the children how to take the guidance from word, but not from their own understandings. When we stand and stay and rely upon God's word, he will not let us fail at all. God cannot fail. And he will not let the people fail who trust upon him. He will just stand for them, and he will make things happen because someone has trusted upon him. Even as a human, if I have my daughter or my son or some friends who have a great confidence in me, I try to do my best, at my best, that I stand for that person. Whatever I can do, I will do that. This is God. There is no limit for him. His resources are unlimited. His power is unlimited. His authority is unlimited. Then why we cannot trust upon him in everything that we do? Let's stand on our feet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Our dear, precious Heavenly Father, how wonderful God you are. That you keep us reminding your love and your authority and your promises and your ways. Lord Jesus, I certainly worship you, glorify your name, Lord Jesus, for all the goodness and all the great things that you have written in your word for us in this last age, that we may not go astray. We may not doubt. We may not afraid. We may not lacking. But just looking at you. For you are our strength. For you are our healer. For you are our provider. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For your people, Lord Jesus. May we all take this word with us and use this word in our daily life. Bless us all as we go home. We ask everything in your precious Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, because of who you are. Oh, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Oh, Lord, I worship. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nissi, Lord, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, you are my Prince of Peace. Oh, and I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Oh, you're my Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Yes, you are Jehovah Nissi. Oh, and Lord, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace. And I worship you because of who you are. Oh, because of you, Lord, I worship you because of who. Oh, I worship you. I worship you. Christ alone I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, oh, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope. Good night.
sing this song, Be It Unto Me in the Key of D, as you're dismissed.
Be it unto me.